It's 11 questions on Marvel Multiples by my friend Chris Ryder from Janky Toys on Instagram. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. And today, we've got a whole episode for you on Marvel-related trivia, specifically Marvel Multiples from my friend Chris Ryder. Chris Ryder is one of my newest trivia hosts. He hosts down at the Pie Hole in Orange, California, which is near Disneyland. If you've been down that way before, it's a beautiful historical downtown area right near Chapman University, and a lot of college kids come for a slice of pie and a slice of trivia. That's Thursday nights at 7 p.m. if you ever want to play with Chris. Chris is a pal of mine from the world of working in post-production and production in general. I know him from working on Ridiculousness on MTV. He's also an avid action figure maker. He makes a lot of cool custom action figures under the name Janky Toys on Instagram if you want to see some of his recent work, Janky Toys. One of his toys was actually one of the first items in Buds Box Volume 1, which was kind of like my Patreon page way before I had Patreon. I would send out boxes of cool curated stuff from friends of mine who do creative work, and Chris was one of those folks. So he made these Luchasaurus little dinosaur wrestling figure toys that were in a little plastic bag, and there were some variants and stuff, just like a real toy company. It was very, very cool. But check him out, Janky Toys. I think he will be set up at the big Designer Con, which is November 22nd, 23rd weekend in Anaheim, California, and I will be there along with my friends at High Voltage VHS. My friend Casey O'Connor has a table there. So you've heard me talk about those VHS lamps before. I have one of the movie Roadhouse to go in my son's room as a nightlight because his middle name is Dalton. And we have a ton of fun with that. So lots of cool stuff related to this episode going on in my world. And we're going to read you those 11 questions from Chris in just a few. I thought it would be fun to kind of read you a blog that I wrote as well. I don't do blogs super often on my website, but I do have a few for people searching for certain types of trivia-related information, some rounds of trivia, some holiday-related stuff, some reviews of different trivia shows I've gone to, etc. And this was a whole blog on spooky puns for your Halloween-inspired trivia team names. Now, you hear every day we do the trivia team name of the day feature on the show, and you might have heard some of these names in that daily feature, but I thought I'd read you 25 new ones just to kind of wet your whistle if you're looking for some more October and Halloween and spooky-themed team names for your trivia team. It's that ghoulish time of the year when you find yourself chugging pumpkin shandies while placing plastic bones around your house for decoration. Halloween is here. With the frightful activities in your life just around the corner, feel free to use any of these 25 bootiful Halloween-inspired team names, complete with puns, for your next trivia team outing. Special thanks to all the teams at Last Name Brewing on 10-2-19 for helping me come up with the list. I had them do that as a bonus round feature where I said come up with as many Halloween and spooky related pun team names as you can, and I'll take the best ones and turn them into a blog. So that's what I did. Here we go. Number one, ghouls just want to have fun. Then we have pumpkin up the volume, scaredy cat Stevens, brooms not shrooms, cookies and scream, witch don't kill my vibe, paranormal inactivity, children of the candy corn. It's the Great Pumpkin Spice Latte, Charlie Brown. The Brew House on Haunted Hill. Trivial Chainsaw Massacre. Halloweener Dogs. Ghouls Night Out. Yes, We Can D. Basic Witches. Real Housewives of Transylvania. I Want My Mummy. Trick or Teat. Camp Quiztel Lake. Frank Einstein's. Booty and the Beast. What Not to Werewolves. What We Booze in the Shadows, Happy Thanksgiving, and You Don't Know Jack Skellington. So happy holidays. Those are a bunch of trivia team names you can use if you like puns and the such. It's time to jump into today's episode, 11 questions on Marvel Multiples from Chris Ryder of Janky Toys on Instagram. Here we go. Marvel Multiples. These all have to do with Marvel-related things and multiples of things, I believe, from Chris Ryder of Janky Toys. Here we go. Question number one. 10 years before Sam L. Jackson's Nick Fury launched the MCU in Iron Man, the character was portrayed on screen by what iconic 80s actor? Number one. 10 years before Sam Jackson's Nick Fury launched the MCU in Iron Man, this character was portrayed on screen by what iconic 80s actor? Number one. Question number two. The Marvel Comics character Jamie Madrox is better known as what? Number two. The Marvel Comics character Jamie Madrox, M-A-D-R-O-X, is better known as what? Question number three. This cult classic Marvel character has been portrayed on screen by both Ed Gale and Seth Green. Number three. I did not know that that was Seth Green in the modern version. This cult classic Marvel character has been portrayed on screen by both Ed Gale and Seth Green. Question number four. Before Chris Evans and Michael B. Jordan cemented their legacy in the MCU as Captain America and Eric Killmonger, they both took on the role of what Marvel hero? Number four. Before Chris Evans and Michael B. Jordan cemented their legacy in the MCU as Captain America and Eric Killmonger, they both took on the role of what Marvel hero? Question number five. Taika Waititi pulled double duty in Thor Ragnarok as both the director and the voice of what character? Question number five. Taika Waititi pulled double duty in Thor Ragnarok as both the director and the voice of what character? Question number six. In Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, we are introduced to how many different spider people? That's a tough question. Number six. In Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, we are introduced to how many different spider people? Question number seven. Bill Bixby, Eric Bana, Edward Norton, and Mark Ruffalo have all portrayed this long-standing Marvel character. Who is it? Number seven, Bill Bixby, Eric Bana, Edward Norton, and Mark Ruffalo have all portrayed what Marvel character? Question number eight. Before perfecting the character in 2016, Ryan Reynolds played a completely unrecognizable version of Deadpool in what movie? Question number eight. Before perfecting the character in 2016, Ryan Reynolds played a completely unrecognizable version of Deadpool in what movie? Question number nine. Both Marvel Comics and DC Comics have had a character named Captain Marvel, but due to Marvel's copyright of the name, DC changed the title of their Captain Marvel to what instead? Question number nine. Both Marvel and DC have Captain Marvel, but due to Marvel's copyright of the name, DC changed the title of their Captain Marvel to what? Question number 10. Stan Lee has a cameo in every MCU film except for which one? Question number 10. Stan Lee has a cameo in every MCU film except for which one? And the bonus, two-point question, four-time Emmy Award winner Peter Dinklage has starred in two different movies based on Marvel properties. Name both of those movies. For 2 points, four-time Emmy Award winner Peter Dinklage has starred in two different movies based on Marvel properties. Name both of those movies. All right, those are your 11 questions on Marvel Multiples from Chris Ryder, a.k.a. Janky Toys on Instagram. We'll be right back in just a second with the multiple answers. All right, here we go. 11 questions on Marvel. Let's see how many you got right out of 11. Number one, 10 years before Sam Jackson was Nick Fury in Iron Man, the character was portrayed on screen by what iconic 80s actor? That would be David Hasselhoff, Knight Rider himself, as well as Mitch on Baywatch. David Hasselhoff. I'd never seen that Nick Fury, but I should at some point. Number two, the Marvel Comics character Jamie Madrox is better known as Multiple Man. There you go. That kind of fits with the theme and the title of this episode, Multiple Man. Number three, this cult classic Marvel character has been portrayed on screen by both Ed Gale and Seth Green. That's Howard the Duck. Again, I did not know that was Seth Green, but that kind of fits his voice if you Think about it. Number three. Number four, before Chris Evans and Michael B. Jordan cemented their legacy in the MCU as Captain America and Eric Killmonger, they were both Johnny Storm slash the Human Torch. So you could have said Johnny Storm or the Human Torch or both. Number five, Taika Waititi pulled double duty in Thor Ragnarok as both the director and the voice of Korg. K-O-R-G, Korg, one of my favorites in that movie. He also shows up in Endgame. Number six, in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, we are introduced to how many different spider people? Eight, according to Chris. I have not seen the movie, but Peter Parker, Miles Morales, Peter B. Parker, Gwen Stacy, Spider-Man Noir, Peter Parker slash Spider, S-P slash slash D-R, Peter Porker, Miguel O'Hara, a.k.a. Spider-Man 2099. Number eight, Bill Bixby, Eric Bana, Edward Norton, and Mark Ruffalo have all played Dr. Bruce Banner or the Incredible Hulk. That was number eight. Now we're on number nine. Number nine, before perfecting the character in 2016, Ryan Reynolds played a completely unrecognizable version of Deadpool in X-Men Origins Wolverine. Chris says need the full title. So you did need the full title there, X-Men Origins Wolverine. Number nine. Both Marvel Comics and DC had Captain Marvel, but Captain Marvel was Marvel's copyright, so DC changed their movie to Shazam. I guess they're Captain Marvel. I guess not their movie, but the character's name as well. So Shazam is what they changed it to. And number 10, Stan Lee has a cameo in every MCU film except for Spider-Man Far From Home. He might have already been gone by the time they were doing that, or he might have been just ill in his old age. Number 11, four-time Emmy Award winner Peter Dinklage was in two different Marvel property movies. Name them: Avengers Infinity War, he builds Thor's hammer, and X-Men Days of Future Past, he's like that senator or whatever. I think he's a villain. Those are your answers to today's episode. Hope you had fun playing along with Marvel Multiples from Chris Ryder. And play trivia every Thursday night at the Pie Hole in Orange, California, with my buddy Chris. He's great, and you'll love him. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What type of fish is Nemo in Finding Nemo? Tweet me your answer to that question at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Bounty Paper Towels. And my friend Melissa Chesser got that one right. Nice job, Marissa. Trivia team name of the day is one of the ones I read earlier. It's the Great Pumpkin Spice Latte Charlie Brown. And you can check out FM Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. While you're at it, go to another.com. That's skillyworld.com, S-K-I-L-L-I world.com. It's a new app, just like HQ. They play every day at 6:30 Pacific time, and you can win real money answering true-false questions. You will dig it if you like my show. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.